Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
HubSpot was something that we talked about in October of last year. It was trading around maybe $412.
Yep.
Told everybody where to get in at. It went on a run. Ran up to probably 600. In, I think, mid-February, right around earnings, I think their earnings call was February 13th or 14th. I said, all right, I'm watching the news. I'm looking at all the price targets getting raised. I see this thing going to at least 750 to 800. And it's crazy because after the earnings report, all the consensus was like, that's where it's headed. I did something that I usually don't do.
Oh, God. What happened?
I went short term. Only because, and if you look at some of these smaller cap companies, their expiration dates don't go out as far, right? So like an NVIDIA will go out to January, even June 2026. They might be even December at this point. I got to check. But smaller companies with smaller caps, they might go out to maybe March or June of 2024. Mm-hmm. Or at sometime, the latest will be September 2024. And so the options to go out longer aren't as vast. HubSpot was one of those. I did a short-term play. What we did at 610? I think it was 610. We watched it fluctuate. And when I looked at it, I said, yo, I didn't do my stop loss. And so it went up. It fluctuated. It went up, it went down, the percentages kept changing, got back to, it almost got about even.
You gotta tell, let me tell this whole story.
Go quickly. Tell from your perspective.
All right, so here's the thing. So he tells me like, yo, HubSpot, this is the play. I'm like, all right. So I put money into this HubSpot option. Like he says, short-term options always get me nervous because there's too much that could happen, right? Yeah, it's a lot of things that's out of your control.
Too many variables.
Anything can happen. So HubSpot, they have like crazy earnings. They blow out their earnings. Mm-hmm. And he calls me and he was like, yo, happy birthday. Like HubSpot is about to.
Oh, you're talking to this.
You're going to be up 100%. You're going to be up 100% tomorrow. And I said, we'll see.
Were you?
Huh?
You weren't. The next day you weren't.
So the next day, because I said, yo, these things, I see how these things happen before they go up. And then they get, so I was up like maybe 15%, right?
No. More than that. Way more.
20, let's give it 20.
No. I have the pictures. I have pictures. Yeah, I have pictures. You know, I always take pictures.
And then this thing just starts to
tank.
It starts to go down. But then we're losing time because we only got 2 weeks, right? So then I'm like, okay.
No, we got 3 weeks.
I'm like, bro, we got 3 weeks. Like, yeah. What are we doing? He's like, nah, just be patient. Okay. 2 weeks comes. At 2 weeks, I'm down 20%.
Yeah.
But I can stomach this. 20%, I'm like, okay, bro, there's 2 weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
We're down 20%.
Yeah. Not a large sum, for the record.
Relative.
Yeah, but to be up 20, then go down to 20.
No, look. I'm talking relative. No.
I'm saying relative to the average American.
I'm talking about to us. And
what I say about Rick Ross, a bag is a bag.
No,
bag is a bag. Everywhere counts.
Here's the caveat. The money that was invested, I'm speaking from my side, was money that was already gained from the 400 return from October. Right. So it wasn't a net loss for me. Right. Like I was like, okay, well, I'll put this amount in because the run up from October to February was ridiculous. So go ahead.
No,
that's the caveat. Yeah.
It was a net loss for me though.
Okay.
So,
but that was it. If you're going to say that, talk about your net gains too.
No, I'm just saying, there's no such thing as house money. No,
yeah, I don't believe in house money.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there's a net aggregate, right? So if you look at the gains
we talk about gains a lot, though. I'm just saying that.
I'm talking about your specific gains.
I talk about gains.
Okay,
but we got to just. I want to just
that paint, part. Yeah,
because you can learn. And everybody loses every once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you can learn in your losses.
Yeah.
So I'm going for this. So we're down 20%. I'm like, bro,
this is a true story.
It's 2 weeks left, bro. It's 2 weeks left. We're down 20%. The time decay is starting to kick in. I feel uncomfortable with the situation. He's like, yo, just wait. I've seen this happen before. Just wait.
Plenty of times.
Okay. Next week, now we 1 week in. Then we go down 30%.
He's like, this is not how it ends, though. This is not how it ends.
A few days later, we down 50%.
But this isn't how it ends. Keep going.
Well, how does it end?
That's how it ends?
Well, no, I mean, so it goes back up. So I'm down like 35%.
No, it climbed all the way back up to
it was over
10%. No,
it was over at that point in time.
No, I have the picture. It climbed back down to 10%. I'm like, I'm leaving. I literally have the text.
At what point did you exit?
I was down 12%.
Bottom line is this,
if you're up 20%, if it gets down to 5, cut the loss.
This is what I'm saying.
Or take the 20%. 20% has never been a bad day at the office.
This is true.
Yep.
20% has never been a bad day at the office.
But this is why it's important. This is what you need to learn. And I think I called you in. I might have called you and said, yo, I forgot to put my stop loss.
Yeah, you did.
I did call you. This is how I know. I called you. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
This thing ran up.
That's what I would do different. Yeah.
That's what I would have done differently. And I usually do because I don't really do short term. But I didn't do the stop loss. But when you're in the option space, that's why I'm like, yo, just be patient because I've seen that happen. The NVIDIA call that I'm up right now 1,400%. That call was down 50%.
Yeah.
Because NVIDIA kept falling. It didn't. It was at 174 and it went up to 180, but it came back down to 168. I'm like, I'm not moving. But that was a longer term, right? And so that same
longer term and stronger stop.
Right. But had I had a stop loss at 20% there, I never see the upside. So you got to calculate these things. That's why I said you every time you do a position, you got to learn from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta write the lesson down. But even going back to the sniper and spotter. The sniper isn't supposed to fire until the spotter says, okay, 3 clicks, wind good, breathing deep, take your shot. Like, so being in unison and having the rules for all my traders, your rules have to outweigh the emotions every time.
Now,
are you going to miss out on some trades? Hell yeah.
Right.
But it's going to save you from not getting, like, I'd rather, if I'm getting, like, shot at in a proverbial battle, I want to get shot at behind a tank.
But
I'm not gunslinging.
Here's the part, right? After it expires, I think it was a March 15th call or March, whatever that Friday was, right? Last week, we watched it go up to 670 because of the Google news, right? So that 610 call at a longer expiration is now a positive call. right? So it's not, it's, you can't really time it, but this is what I'm talking about, just having, being disciplined and being strategic about when you move.
Well, that's the benefit of doing long-term options.
Exactly.
Because you give yourself
more wiggle room.
Mm-hmm. You give yourself a wider runway, right? Because anything can happen when you start playing in shorter time frames. Now even if good news comes out, it could have got delayed. We could have got COVID 3.0. We could have got, you know,
or it was all the upside could have been priced in. And then I've seen already Apple a bunch of times.
So that's what I'm saying. That it could have been, it's priced in on that way up. So like I said, we talked about in October, it's priced in all the way up. That's one quarter now, second quarter. Right. So people could have took profit, which I believe it happened. A lot of people took profit, which they should have. I'm one of those people. Now we're starting to see that new cycle. You're starting to see mergers and acquisitions. Now the Google thing is not even a guaranteed thing, right? That's just a rumor that it could happen. But that rumor alone, for them to be associated with that company in this space, right? When we're talking about who's in that space with them, the reason that we were even looking at it, and I say we as an audience because it's something that we spoke about, was because we looked at Salesforce. We said, all right, well, if that's number one in CRM, who's number two? Who's a company that's, and so you start finding these companies. Well, they have their own CRM that works great. Who's in that competition with CRM? Well, Microsoft is doing great with Microsoft Teams.
Yep.
Who does Google have in the CRM space? Oh, well, how is Google Meet doing, right? Does it have an enterprise aspect to it? You can see why mergers and acquisitions with a company like HubSpot makes sense for them. And so that alone is like, that's exciting for investors. So you see a run up like it went up to 670. Do I think it still goes? Yeah. Will we talk about it Thursday? You betcha.
Apple, I wish y'all would acquire something instead of these dumbass home robots y'all talking about. You gonna copy Tesla? You should have bought Tesla. Man, can we get somebody from press relations or somebody on the show? We need to have a conversation. Go find Steve Jobs' rhyme book. Y'all ran every idea that boy had, y'all ran out of. What are we talking about? This home robot bullshit? No. Apple, I love y'all. I love you dearly as an investor. Oh my God. We do not need a freak off sex robot. We need some better iPhones, yo. Can we interview? I know iOS 18 going to be the greatest upgrade. Come on. Y'all starting to sound like Jim Ross in WWE.
Yeah, the sales strategy is crazy. Now, so like when I think iOS 18 comes out, it won't work on any phone that's lower than 13. So like if you have an 11 or 12, you kind of forced out. You can't update your iOS system. Which is like,
man.
So how do you feel about HubSpot? Are you bullish on it?
I'm still bullish on it. Yeah. I think it hits its price target for the year. I think it gets there faster
what price target you have for them for the year, real quick?
I had them at 760.
By end of year? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see a bunch of analysts have them at 800 to 850. I was being conservative at 760.
Ian, what about you?
They're going to have a nice little sharp pullback. They could get to 760, but they're going to have a pullback, especially if we have any of those geopolitical events. But if Google gets it, this would be a great acquisition. But I definitely do see them pulling back for sure. Great, great company though. Pull back before they hit that target though.
Yeah. And then, outside of the geopolitical things, there's been those rumors of, well, we thought we were going to have 6 rate reductions throughout the year. Then it became, we're going to have 3 rate reductions for the year from the Fed. Now there's talks that there may not be any rate reductions for the year. So these type of things we got to take into account when we're factoring some of these prices. Because we spoke about the importance or the impact that rates have on tech companies. The cost of business, the cost of labor obviously gets reduced when interest rates are lower. So if that happens, great. If it doesn't happen, we'll see.
And black swan, Bank of America sitting on like a $900 million bond loss, unrealized, that no one's talking about. Banks are in shambles, yo. I'm not doom and gloom. I hate when y'all say that. Like 5 years ago, it was like, man, I wish somebody black would bring us all the investing information. And here we are now. My rant brought to you by 85 South, but I'm like, Bank of America is damn near sitting on a $1 billion unrealized loss. You think they're the only one? The same mistakes keep getting made every pre-recession because they won't announce it. But at some point, the pen is going to drop, the shoe is going to fall, and then the truth is going to come out. So, but what do I know?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.